really loaded question.
I'm good at asking those.
I see. I'm ready for it. You know, right now for us, you know, to be honest, it's going to be a team effort this year, right? This year for us, it's going to be by committee. And I think that we'll have different games where we have different leading scores. You know, we're giving everybody the opportunity to utilize their skill sets and do the things that they do well, you know, and I'm hoping in the long run that pays off for us. And I think every day we'll have multiple players that contribute points wise. And I'm hoping, you know, and praying that we have kids that continue to step up on a consistent basis. But I do think that for us this year, with such a new team and such a new group of people that have never played together, you know, for us, it's going to be by committee.
What areas do you feel like you guys have the best potential to score, and, you know, where do you need the most work in terms of, you know, the perimeter, on the run, you know, in close, short range, you know, what are the areas where, you know, offensively, you know, you feel like you have the most strengths, and where, you kind of got the most work to do?
Right. Well, you know, we want to play fast, right? And I think that when you're looking at women's basketball nowadays, there are not a lot of teams that are playing that slow-paced game. That up-tempo game is where we want to play. And so what we're teaching our kids is we want to get layups and we want to be consistent making open threes. Now, if we can't make a lot of layups, we're in trouble, Kev. So Trezzy, you know, I don't know what to tell you if we can't make any layups, but, you know, we want to score around the rim and we want to be able to knock down those open three opportunities when we get them. And that's our game plan, you know, moving forward. We want to push tempo, get the best shots that we can, and finish at a high percentage.
Thanks, Coach.
Appreciate you, man.
The next question we have is from Stephen Kerr. Stephen, floor is yours.
Thank you, Hunter. Good morning, Coach. Good morning, Tara. Tara, this is kind of a blast from the past question for you. I know you were on a boys' travel soccer team. I'm just curious, what was that experience like, and how did that prepare you to play basketball at this level?
Well, I can tell you, she kicks the ball off her foot.
Oh, wait.
So if that is what...
Don't do that, Coach. Don't do that. That's crazy. I wasn't ready for that one. But yeah, I've been on a boys travel soccer team until my freshman year of high school when they basically forced me to stop. But I mean, it prepared me because I've always been competitive. Since I was a little kid, my dad and my parents will always tell stories. I was out in the front yard, out in the sidewalk, streets, whatever, playing sports, any sport I could with the boys. There was a story where I was playing football with my huge neighbor, you know, and he tackled me and I hit my head on the railing, and I was crying, but not because my head hurt, because my dad was forcing me to go inside and put ice on my head. So, you know, playing with boys that were stronger, you know, they got bigger than me, they got faster than me, but I held my own. And my coach always kind of used to get on the boys on my team about, she can't be the toughest one, the best one out there. Like, you guys got to step up, match that intensity. So I just bring that mentality to everything that I do. And especially on the court, it's the same mentality that it was against the boys that it is against girls on the court.
Yeah, that explains your competitiveness for sure. Is there anyone that you emulated growing up that you've kind of modeled your game after that's helped you develop the skill set you have?
You know, I can't pinpoint one specific person. It's varied, and I've worked with trainers and coaches and studied a lot of players. I can tell you recently, though, the one that I've been looking at the most that I watched so was glued to the screen for was Chelsea Gray in the WNBA finals. I was blown away following her stats, her efficiency and her shot making abilities, but also her playmaking abilities. She could pass the ball, you know. I think that she was, there's a reason she won finals MVP. So she's the one that recently I've really been studying and looking into. But as a younger kid, it was everybody, you know. I'm a players fan, so I can't pinpoint one, but Chelsea Gray is really the one right now.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right, the next question we got is from Mel Greenberg. Mel, welcome.
Glad to be here. You got me?
Can you hear me?
Oh, that's an upset. Usually first start in Zoom is an adventure. Coach, how in your first role as a head coach, how helpful is it you're coming back to a place of familiarity, and you're coming from a place, a lot of high-powered competition in the Big Ten?
It's been it's a tremendous help having been here, you know, to be straightforward. I know a lot of times when you take over a program, you spend a lot of time navigating how to do. And I was able to kind of skip those steps and get right to business and kind of hit the trail hard recruiting, because we had quite a bit of recruiting to do when we took over. And so having that advantage was a tremendous help to me. And my experience in the Big Ten was second to none. I got to work under Carolyn Keeger, who was a phenomenal coach and has had so much success in her coaching career as a head coach. So learned a ton, enjoyed being able to compete and be at the highest level, because the Big Ten had a really, really good year this past year. So very beneficial to me in my coaching style and strategy, and just the experiences that I'm excited to bring over to this team and to this league.
Okay, thank you.
Kevin, looks like you got another one. You go ahead, Trust.
Thanks, Hunter. Hey, Coach. You know what gives you? You know, you guys are kind of viewed as a middle of the pack type team if you look at the poll, and you know that obviously makes sense with all the players that you lost. But what gives you the confidence and the faith that you guys can be, you know, as you kind of suggested yesterday, a contender in this league? And it's a tough league, and it's a deeper league than it was before.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of times when you come in and you take over a program, you're taking over a culture that you're unfamiliar with. And I've been privileged to come in, and I was a part of rebuilding this culture here. And we have a culture with kids that believe they can win. And we believe that we can win, and we believe that we can compete. And we know the effort and the work that it takes to win a championship. And we have kids like players like Tara and Jewel who have kind of been a part of that rebuilding process and understand, you know, the competitiveness and the hard work that it takes. And so I think, again, I'm a little bit ahead of a step where I'm not focusing on building a culture and teaching them how to win. They understand what it takes to win, and they know what we need to do to win. Now we're here at the place where we need to be able to execute the things that need to be done to win.
Thanks, Coach.
Coach Tara, thank you guys so much for joining us here today. Coach, welcome back to the CAA, and best of luck this season.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.